You're listening to The Abundant Mind with Joe Trevors, Everything the Mind. We are going to be talking about anything from anxiety, depression, rational emotive behavior. We're going to look at cognitive behavior, cognitive biases. We're going to talk mindfulness. We may look at Reiki. We may talk about meditation. What is it that's holding you back? Is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it ego? Where are you in your mind, and how are we going to get you out of it? This is The Abundant Mind. We love having you here. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for taking a moment to slow your scroll there and have a listen, or have a look if you're catching this on video somewhere. Joe Trevors here. Wanted to talk to you a little bit today about your I am. I don't know when the last time was you may have taken a look, or if you've ever taken a look at your I am statement, but this is something that, you know, the further I go into my studies in neurology, the more I question our programming, right? And our self-indulgent programming, the things that we're saying to ourselves that are helping to reaffirm some ideal of who we are, or where we think we should be, or who we think we should be, or whatnot, right? And whether that's thanks to family or friends or upbringing or community or social media or, you know, the marketing machine or whatever gimmick. I question it, and the more I question it, the more I encourage people, and with my clients, I encourage people constantly to look at their I am. Most notably, because when we start sessions, I constantly hear I am, especially when I'm posing questions, or when I'm, you know, asking questions that maybe could lead to some sort of activity or some sort of thought or some sort of change in process, I get the pushback, right? I get the great big hand. And the great big hand is typically followed up with, well, no, that's just not, that won't work for me because I am blah, 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 blah. Which loosely translated is, I am choosing to stay stuck exactly where I am right now, because this is what I believe, or this is where I'm comfortable, or this is what I've believed for so long that I have reaffirmed it with my I am statements to myself over and over again, and now they have become habit and or life. Okay? So what I'm encouraging you to do through this recording today even is to come at me. I'm hoping that any number of you listening will actually come at me about this today, because that means that we're starting some thought, right? We're getting you thinking. I've lit a fire somewhere under you that makes you need to jump, okay? And that would be fantastic. So if I say to you that, you know, your clinical diagnosis is diabetes, I'm here to tell you, you're not diabetic. In so much as neurology, and in so much as coding in your mind, okay, so making those connections in the brain, you know, and then activating your mind, which is brain and body, right? We say things like, well, I'm diabetic. Well, you're not diabetic. There may be something in your medical history or your current state that identifies with what has been classed as diabetes, but you are whoever you are, right? Which is a crap ton of energy and, you know, molecules, atoms, like this is you, subatomic particles, right? That's you. Part of your physicality, right? Part of your makeup, part of your neurology, potentially, depending on what it is, identifies with diabetes. And I'm not taken away from that. Right? So that's not the part I want you to come at me about. Well, you can come at me about that too. That's fine, because that will spark more conversation, more dialogue, and that's fantastic. But what I'm telling you is, what are you holding yourself back from in experiences in life, in potential healing, right? Healing of self, even in the understanding of neurology at its core, let alone at its depths. In understanding, you know, this control that we have and this opportunity that we have. start way back here and go, okay, you know, maybe you're somebody who's trying to gain weight, right? And so you're every time you look in the mirror, every time you try on something new, every time you, you know, whatever, you look and you go, oh my God, I'm so skinny. I'm just so skinny. You know, I'm skinny. And your mind, your unconscious is listening. Okay, and this is science. This isn't some, like, I didn't, you know, read this on the back of some cereal packet. This is, you know, there are studies and we can do mapping and we can see that if you're saying that statement over and over and over again, you start to develop that as an unconscious programming. That programming then in your mind, in your brain, right, the understanding through your neurology is that now your body and your brain, your mind, okay, will take every opportunity to protect you, if you will, or keep you in that positioning that you're reaffirming with your I am statement. Okay, so those of you who have worked with me, and if we're depending on what we're working on, if we're doing maybe some opportunity with state, right? So, and then through state understanding, you know, goals and methodologies and, you know, and mindset and all sorts of different things from state, that's part of an I am opportunity, right? And in so much as how you're seeing, you know, a future, you're feeling it, you're tasting it, you're smelling it, right? There are all these different things and you're bringing in your senses and you're starting to do some programming and you're changing the programming that you currently have, which has not allowed you to be in that state, right? And it could be that you just hadn't pictured that state before and you've not ever explored that or experienced that. It could be that you have all of these other programming, so they're actually preventing you from living in that state or experiencing that state. Okay. And so like, if we look at, if you look at an atom and say, okay, well, you know, 99.9999, you know, energy. And so over here is the 0.00001, you know, of the subatomic particle. That particle is doing nothing without the energy. Okay. And so if you're supporting self with these, you know, tiny, you know, statements that you're not paying much attention to, which is the I am negative affirmation, it may not seem like anything, but if you're doing it every single day, right, or numerous times a day, right, maybe it's weight loss that you're after, right? And it's the, you know, every time you get dressed in the morning or something, you're like, oh, I'm so fat, like I'm so overweight, I'm so unhealthy, I'm so whatever. That's not a statement that says something like, you know, I need to get serious about losing my weight, or I'm getting serious about losing my weight, or I've gotten serious about losing my weight, or I've gotten serious about finding better health for myself. Those are quite positive opportunities, right? In mindset and in reprogramming and in unconscious programming and so on. But the I am fat continues to support being fat, and your body, right? Your neurology, you will continue through your unconscious programming to stay fat. You will continue making decisions and continuing to build and or reinforce and or hold on to habits that keep you in that particular state. It's truth. This is what happens. I challenge you to prove me wrong. Go out there and change all your negative reinforcement, all your negative habits, all of your negative IMs. Go out and change them for a month. And then let me know. And I'll come back on here and publicly apologize for being wrong. If all of you go out there and give it 100% and do that and change your IMs to more positive opportunities, more positive reinforcement, which will then help you to adapt and adopt positive habits, right? For whatever it is, I don't care if it's weight loss or what it is. It could be career, it could be family, it could be love, could be trauma, could be serious clinical diagnosis with health, you know, like diabetes, like I said, you know. Can I tell you that you can completely cure yourself through your neurology of diabetes? I don't know. I'm not studying, you know, in a lab to look at that for you. Do I believe that you can? I believe that the opportunity is there. Yes, I absolutely do. I'll go out there and I'll say that. I believe that somewhere in our neurology, and I can't say that everybody can fully tap into it if they're not willing to try. And it's not like, you know, go sit on your couch or lay in bed and think that, you know, the diabetes is gone and it's going to be gone. I don't believe that. But I believe that we have the opportunity, the body, to heal itself. It does it every day, right? It does it every moment of the day. But what I'm saying is, if you can change your programming here, what an amazing step it could be, even for the small stuff, even just for the weight loss or the career thing or the love thing or the getting back with some family thing or whatever it happens to be. You continue the introvert-extrovert argument. I deal with that all the time. Well, no, I'm sorry, that won't work for me. I'm an introvert. Okay. So? Like, just, you read somewhere a list of things that you identify with, but now you're getting to actually be an introvert because you've convinced yourself through your unconscious programming that you are. And the curious thing is that there could be some parts of, you know, being an extrovert, and I'm not huge on these labels, but I'm doing this so that you get where I'm coming from. If you look at then some parts of being extroverted and go, well, no, I used to enjoy that. I really did. But I haven't done that in years now. Aha. I bet you it was just shortly after you recognized all the, you know, introverted things, the qualities that you identified with, right? Well, yeah, it wasn't long after that. You know, once I knew, it's like, oh yeah, once you convinced yourself, you mean, right? That's what it is. You can identify with some of those qualities. That's fine. That's not what I'm telling you. But what I'm telling you is you're limiting yourself because of it. That's when it becomes the problem. That's when it becomes an issue. It's not a problem for me. I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care so much as, you know, it's your life and you need to live it the way you want to live it. But if you're not happy living it that way, and that's when you're coming to me and you're saying, I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with that. I need help with this. I want you to help me with that. And I say, okay, so, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself and do, you know, do this and do that. And when I start hearing all of these I am statements, and they're all negative reinforcement, that's cool. We have something to work with. But if you, you know, start bucking me at every one of these I try to change, that's where the real work sets in. And that's okay. That's the challenge for me, is to challenge you to want to change these things, right? And only you can do that. So take the opportunity. Identify one. And take me up on my challenge if you want. Switch it up. 100% though. Not like do it one day and then, you know, the negative reinforcements for 6 and then do it another day and then, you know, 30 days from now you want to challenge me on it. No. I give it 100%. Get out there and try it. Change that one I am statement to something that's more affirming, that's something more positive, and that is not detrimental to you. And see if your unconscious programming starts to change. And if you notice that your entire neurology changes to try to support this new programming, I'm telling you, it's going to. So get out there and do it, and let's talk about it again soon. Wow, that's another show. Thanks for joining us. I hope that something in here aligned with you, something in here resonated with you, something in here will walk away with you and will help you take action. Let's get you so deep into your mind that we get you out of your mind and your mind helps you take action. What is the action? Is it going to be moving forward in something you've always wanted in your life? Is it going to be better health and wellness? Is it going to be healing yourself from within? What is it? I look forward to hearing. Leave us a comment, send us a message, let us know. And hey, if you have a show topic, a question, something that's burning, something that you've been challenged with all of your life and can't seem to let go of, that's what I'm here for. I would love to do a show about it. I'd even give you the credit. Love you all. Happy to have you joining us. See you again on the next one.